Elvis and the JXL remix from 2002, A Little Less Conversation. And the Beatles, of course, started the hour with Can't Buy Me Love. On the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane, producer Andy in for Sam today. She and Jane return Monday from a nice little long weekend. Well, tomorrow is September 30th, and that, of course, means it's the third annual National Day of Truth and Reconciliation. This year's theme, honoring survivors. How far have we come as a country, and how much farther do we need to go? Pleased to welcome from the National Center for Truth and Reconciliation, Academic and Research Director Brenda Gunn. Brenda, good morning. Many thanks for joining us today.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me on.
So, honoring survivors. Tell us why this year's theme is so important as we observe National Day for Truth and Reconciliation tomorrow.
For us at the National Center, it was really important to focus this year on survivors. We are reminded far too often that as survivors age, we are losing them far too quickly. And they hold the truth of the experiences at residential school. And so we really want to make sure we're lifting them up, hearing their truth, and using those as the basis for our actions towards reconciliation.
Brenda, as this is the this year is the third annual Day for Truth and Reconciliation, how far have we come as a country in recognizing the atrocities that fell our residential school system, and how much farther do we need to go?
You know, that's always such a difficult question to figure out where we are and where we're going. You know, 3 years is not a long time given the length that we had residential schools in existence in Canada. I definitely feel that overall we're moving forward. I see so many more Canadians really interested in learning and understanding this truth. We had over 2,000 people watching our daily lunch and learns this week, and we know many of those people who were tuning in were actually workplaces. So there's definitely a really renewed sense of urgency to learn this information and to start making a difference. But like with any big change, it's not always a linear process, right? It does sometimes feel like, you know, one step forward, two steps back. But I'm hoping we're doing more steps forward than back. But, you know, different things happen, and it feels like a setback. But I think overall, we have some good momentum nationally moving forward.
Can I ask you to expand on that when you say it feels like a setback? In what way?
You know, there's a lot of work to be done. I think when we look at residential schools as a system that was designed to take away Indigenous people's culture, right? The line was to kill the Indian in the child. And we know many children actually died at school. So there's a really big history that Canada needs to come to grips with. And a new way of living with Indigenous peoples that we have to figure out. And so we have, you know, there's just things hit the news where you see really significant issues arising between Indigenous peoples and various governments. And every time that sort of hits the news and you realize the conversations and are not going well, and it just becomes, I think it's just really hard for everyone to feel optimistic that we are moving in the right direction, and so we kind of have to recalibrate and refocus our energy and continue to work to get more Canadians on side and supporting actions towards reconciliation.
We're speaking with Brenda Gunn, Academic and Research Director for the National Center for Truth and Reconciliation, as tomorrow, September 30th, the third annual National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. And Brenda, as we wrap up here, if someone is at home wondering how they can mark National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, what are some simple steps that we can take towards that?
Thanks. I really think there's a couple of key things that everyone needs to do tomorrow and continue the rest of the year. The first is do some learning. So learn about residential school history if this is new to you. If you've already started that journey, you know, learn some of the nuances, the deeper points, the different experiences about residential school. Start to do some unlearning of the stereotypes and myths that we've all been raised with here. And then I think start to really reflect on where is your space to make change. Is it at home? Is it in a workplace? It is in a community, in a church group? Is it in politics, or where is your place to make change? And as I say every year, make a commitment, make a decision as to what you're going to work towards over the next year to support reconciliation. Check in with yourself next year, right? What was successful? What was really challenging about this work? And what do you want to accomplish moving forward?
What a great idea. I love what you said there. Unlearning. Try to unlearn some of the myths and the stereotypes that we've, you know, many of us have grown up that we thought to be true. Perhaps those things aren't so true anymore. Brenda, thank you very, very much. Brenda Gunn, the Academic and Research Director of the National Center for Truth and Reconciliation. We appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.